startuprad.com.
Hello, world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio, the world of business at your fingertips. Welcome to Business Podcasting Made Easy, where we're going to give you entrepreneurs a roadmap to instant expertise, authority, and thought leadership. I am Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts with over 300,000 downloads.
And I'm Ben Gioia, book coach, strategist, and three-time best-selling author in very good company here with Donna. And we are here as your hosts for this 13-week journey. So as Donna said, this is your roadmap for how to become a unique expert, authority, or influencer in your field fast. From there, you can create instant credibility with a high-quality book that you've essentially just written thanks to the podcast, right? So you don't have to write the book, but it can be a really good idea, and it's kind of a shoe-in at that point, right? So we call this whole thing the Influencer's Formula, and you'll call it your new best friend.
Yeah.
So make sure to mark your calendars and listen live each week, because you're getting proven practical steps that will amplify your message and grow your following without you losing time, money, and energy. So if you want a plug and play podcast that's worth listening to, this is why we're here. And without giving up the rest of your life, which is also why we're here, then keep listening. And before we get started, and as always, you can reach us at influencersformula.com.
That's awesome. In these first four episodes, we're going to explore how to get noticed with a podcast and a book. That seems like so logical place to start, right? In the world of business podcasting, your listeners want to be transformed. A lot of podcasters don't realize this, that there's transformation to be had, especially in the business podcasting world. They want some kind of change when they show up for you, because they're exchanging their most precious time asset with you as time. And the key to attracting these types of listeners is to get really clear on your promise, not just what your promise is, but how it solves a pain or brings your perfect listener closer to a dream or a goal.
So this is episode one, the Influencer's Formula, how to become someone worth listening to so you don't die with your story inside. And this is so super resonant. As a multi-year volunteer at hospice, you don't want to end your life with regrets, or at least make the list as little as possible.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that when you put it into perspective like that, you know, but I think Lucille Ball said it really well, too, that she said, I'd rather regret the things I've done than regret the things I haven't done.
Amen.
Takes my breath away. Because one of the worst things is to die with our story still inside. When I hear that, or die with the music still inside, that's the one that resonates with me as a musician. Mm-hmm. Just having that creativity locked up. And it never gets out into the world. And, you know, anyone can tell a story, though, can't they, Ben?
They certainly can. But
yeah, what does it take to tell a story that's worth listening to? That's the big question I want to know from this guy over here, the genius author.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I resemble that remark, as my dad says. No, and it's a great question, and we're going to unpack all of that in the next 13 weeks, episode by episode, and want you to really understand here that there's a lot of pieces in the puzzle, and it comes down to the unsexy stuff. So much of success is unsexy. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to remind you over and over again that no matter how big and, you know, dynamic you want to make your message and how many people you want to reach, that you still need to talk to the humans and understand your audience, understand what they need, so you can attract the best people to you.
I love it. And there's a difference between telling a story that's worth listening to and becoming a person worth listening to. Slight difference there, huh?
There certainly is, because you really can't do one without the other. Right? You have to become the person that can tell the story that you're going to tell. I mean, you can share some information and share some facts, but if you want to be the example and the embodiment of the purpose that you're bringing to the world and the transformation that you're offering, right? It's as important to become the person that's worth listening to, as well as having the story that people want to hear.
You got to start wearing those influencer shoes. You really do. You got to stand up and put your big boy shoes on, big girl shoes on, right? Whatever shoes you're wearing.
Big non-binary specific shoes.
Exactly. Whatever shoes you're wearing, they got to be big, loud, and proud, because nobody's going to follow you if you don't. Whatever shoes you're wearing.
You're absolutely right. And Imelda Marcos would love this conversation, right? So speaking about putting on the big shoes, right? A big part of that is your special sauce, not in the shoes, but thinking about your special sauce is the stuff that makes you a unique expert. So I want to ask you, you know, what's your sauce? What is your special sauce, right? Because everyone is gifted with a unique story, even if you don't have the words for it. Your story is an expression of your purpose. It's how you make a difference in the world. And it's one part of your special sauce, the stuff that, you know, makes up the best of who you are, helps you to stand out as a unique expert. And remember that, you know, this story is a gift.
Mm. Yeah. What is that? So there's a joke at the station when Donna goes off script. I'm going off script, Ben, first time with you. But it's that, you know, they call today a present because it's that gift, right? Every day is a gift. Oh, do you know which one I'm talking about?
I do. Yep. today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Yeah, there you go. But so when we're talking about everyone's unique story, you know, where are you today in your story, in your gifting, in your purpose, and how do you bring that out? And that was just a little, you know, that's a little tangent on that gifting thing there. But the gift can also be sometimes a little bit of a hell, can't it?
It certainly can. Yeah. I mean, there's that hell can be a big part of your story. That hell can be your story, right? That can be, as some people call it, I think, Donna, maybe I first heard this from you, you know, the curriculum of your evolution, right? And it doesn't mean you have to tell every sordid detail or every difficult moment of your story, but just remember the fact that your honesty, your vulnerability, your willingness to share the wisdom that you earned from that walk through hell will transform other people's lives.
Because it gives hope to other people. If they can go through that, oh goodness, right? Because a lot of times as an influencer, as someone with those big influencer shoes on, people will judge and think, oh, well, of course they're like this because they never had to go through what I went through. But that's not true. Everybody has this curriculum of evolution. Not everybody goes all the way through it. Not everybody, you know, actually evolves. But we are brought to that line of embarkation. What's the word one there?
I think it's actually both in this case.
Okay. Yep. Yes. And your story, the story is part of that special sauce. We've mentioned that special sauce a couple of times. It really is what makes you uniquely you. And I was once told, Ben, that there are people in the world that are specifically waiting to hear my voice. The same message that, you know, I talk about the same thing that other people talk about. You talk about the same thing other people talk about, but they're waiting to hear your particular voice. You're just slightly different. Your secret sauce.
Beautifully said. I appreciate you saying that, Donna, because what I like to remind people of is don't be the expert in your space, because that's entirely too much pressure. Like, who wants the pressure of being the expert? Be a unique expert in the space, in the niche that you carve out for yourself, you know, in your market, in your field, or in your industry, right? Yeah. And that's going to come from your story. That's going to come from your special sauce. You know, your story is the reason that somebody's going to choose you over that other person, especially if you have a podcast, especially if you have a book, because your story is so important. And not only is your story important, but remember, even more important, says me, are the stories of the people that you serve.
Yeah. Yeah, that is definitely true there. And, you know, you talk about this whole experience, hard-earned wisdom, the skills, the secret sauce of the credentials, the travel, the spiritual, all of these things really become that mess to success. Your hard-earned wisdom becomes that mess to success, and it creates your living legacy thanks to your story. This, we call it audio storytelling here in the podcasting world. You're writing that story. It's not just enough to tell the story, but create your legacy. You live forever through your journey, through sharing your stories.
Yeah, beautifully said. And, you know, just to remember that your story is happening every day. It's not just the big epic, you know, I tell the story of facing death four times in India in the space of 72 hours, which I'll share on another episode. But not everybody has that, and that's okay. Just keep looking at your life, keep paying attention, because one day might be a word, one day might be a sentence, one day might be a chapter, one day might give you a whole book. Don't close the door to what's possible, and remember how important your story is.
It's beautiful. So imagine the impact of your story today, in this moment, the gift, the present, the gift on your best audience and strategic partners in your community and in our world. Because when you know the stories of the people you serve, that's what makes your story stand out and makes you a unique expert. And we always do like to give some kind of action in this. So 13 minutes at a time, first thing to do is ask, which of your story or stories does the world need right now? Go ahead and share in the comments at ibgr.network. When you go over to resources, you'll find the show notes for our show here. This is episode number one of Business Podcasting Made Easy. Go ahead and leave a comment in there on about your story, because we're going to read that. We want to connect with you. We want to know this about you. And we're going to wrap up this first episode. Gosh, it goes so fast, doesn't it, Ben?
it certainly does. I don't know how we're here already.
I know. So this is episode number one. This is the Influencers Formula. We're going to take you 13 weeks, 52 episodes through the Influencers Formula, how to become someone worth listening to, so you don't die with your story inside. This is, again, Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula with Donna Cundy and with Ben Gioia. Thank you so much for listening, Ben. Do you got any final 30-second words?
I do. No matter how intense this might sound at the moment, and no matter how much you might be going, oh my God, my podcast, it's going to be fine, right? This is why there's a roadmap.
Yeah.
Take the steps, follow the steps, do what we say, ask questions, leave your comments, and you can totally be on the other side of the world and of your journey in a really short amount of time. And we're happy to support you in this process.
Beautifully said. We're going to end this one for now. If you're listening live, continue listening. If you're listening to the recording, just keep on going. We're going to be back after a short break.